It is Friday, and it's time for StoryCorps, and today we'll hear from a doctor in Rochester, New York, who works in a lab running COVID-19 tests. Roberto Vargas is worried about exposing his family to the virus, and so he's isolated himself from his wife and from his four kids. He lives in a hotel for a while, and now he's in his basement. And that's where Roberto recorded this remote StoryCorps interview with his wife, Susan, and their 10-year-old son, Xavier.
When I would go to the hotel room after a long day, and it was just me there, and it was very quiet, that was when I missed you all the most.
It got very worrying once I knew the virus was going to be like a big thing. And with you gone, it was way harder. I just missed you.
I remember you'd drop groceries off and put them on the front porch. And that's when we started talking through the window next to our front door. You would talk on your cell phone, and the kids and I would sit behind the window. And I remember one of the hardest nights, you were just exhausted. You just had your head on the window and were crying. But eventually you started sleeping in the basement. And I would not let the kids go past the top of the basement stairs.
We had to stay far away. But I just felt better that you could be like a part of us.
Mm-hmm.
It's still very hard, but it's nice to see you, Dad.
You have been so helpful to Mom. So thank you, okay?
Thanks.
I remember once you came into the basement, the best night I had yet, you know, your coworker had made all these different dishes for us. You sat at the bottom of the stairs in a rocking chair, and I was at the top.
I remember that, yes. I even remember the food. It smelled so good.
It was the first time we had been able to connect in so long. And as crazy as it sounds, it's the best date I've ever had with you in my life.
Without you, I wouldn't have been able to do what I've been able to do at work. You have to be absolutely everything to our four beautiful kids. I've never loved you more, and I know it hasn't been easy.
Could you guys try not to cry? It makes me sad when you cry.
Oh, sorry, honey. These are tears of happiness. Roberto, I admire you so much. Always admired you, but you've done things these past couple months that seem impossible.
What you're doing is a lot harder than what I'm doing. A lot harder.
Dad, I just want to say thank you for helping get rid of this virus.
That's a team effort, and that team includes you. But what carries me through is this family.
That's Dr. Roberto Vargas talking with his wife, Susan, and their eldest son, Xavier. They recorded their interview using StoryCorps Connect. To participate, you can go to npr.org.